Hello and welcome again to our program. We continue in the book of Revelation. We, in our last program, looked at the false prince and the false prophet. The prince, of course, representing the political world, and the prophet representing the religious world. We'll continue with that today. Stay tuned. As we look at the timeline here in the book of Revelation, we see we're halfway through and we're just getting into the second half of the tribulation period, which is a really rough time. If you're a child of God, you can look ahead. This world's not your home. You're just passing through. Listen to this message and song that says, "There is a land that is fairer than day, and the Lord said, I go there to prepare a place for you."
There's a land that is fairer than day, and by faith we can see it afar, for the Father waits over the way to prepare.
What a beautiful message and song that is. If you're interested in getting the music that we use here on the program, we do not sell anything on our broadcast, including that music. But if you would be interested in getting it, we use it by permission, and we can give you the address where you might be able to get a hold of it if you're interested in getting that music for yourself. Drop us a note at our email address and let us know. I'm reading in Revelation chapter 13, verse 3 and 4. It says, "And I saw," John said, "one of the heads, as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. And they worshipped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast, and they worshipped the beast, saying, Who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him?" And so we have here the false prophet, and we have the false prince. Of course, the prince represents the political world. The false prophet represents the religious world. And we know that during the tribulation period, there's going to be a one-world church, so-called, and a one-world government. Well, in Revelation 13 and 5, it says, "There was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. Now, that phrase, "given unto him," appears a lot of times in the Bible. In Revelation 6 and 2, it talks about the one that came in on the white horse there. Of course, it was the Antichrist. "And a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer." In Revelation 6, 4, it says that there was another that was given unto him, a great sword. In Revelation 6 and verse number 8, it talks about the one who came in on the pale horse, and his name that sat on him was death and hell, and power was given unto him. Power was given unto him. And then again in Revelation chapter 7 and verse 2, it talks about four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea. In Revelation 8 and 2, "I saw the seven angels which stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets." Again, in verse 3 of chapter 8, "another angel, and there was given unto him much incense." And then 9 and 3, "There came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and unto them it was given," they were given power as that of a scorpion, it says in chapter 9 and verse 5, "and to them it was given that they should not kill people but torment them." Then in 11 and 1, it says, "There was given unto me," John said, "a reed." God said, "I want you to take that reed like a rod and measure the temple." It was given to him. And then in Revelation 11 and 2, it says something that was given unto the Gentiles. Then in 12 and 14, "To the woman were given two wings that she should escape from the devil into the wilderness," it says here. And then in Revelation 13 and 5, as we've read here, "To the beast it was given unto him a mouth speaking great things." And then in Revelation 13 and 7, "It was given unto him to make war with the saints." And again in Revelation 16 and verse number 8, "The fourth angel poured out his vial upon the sun, and power was given unto him to scorch men with fire." And then in Revelation 20, it says, "And I saw thrones, and they that sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them." What we're looking at here is God is in charge. There's nothing that we have that hasn't been given unto us. And these political people and these religious people are falling right into God's program. They're puppets in his hands right now to bring in the tribulation period. Whatever's going on was given unto them. Now, concerning us as Christians, it says in 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse number 3, "According as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and unto godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue." Given us all things, whatever we think we have. You say, "Well, he didn't give me that new Honda I have out there." Yes, he did. He gave you the power, and he gave you the health to be able to go to work and make the money to buy that thing. And whatever you have, whether it doesn't matter whether we're talking about your groceries, whatever pertains unto life, God has given it. And in his mercy at this time, he gives to the unsaved as well as the saved. And yet they reject him, but as we've said many times in the book of Revelation, as we get in especially to the last half of the tribulation period, we see his wrath without mixture. But let me read this verse again. According as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. Whatever godliness we might have, thank God it comes from him, not through our good works. How do we get this? Through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue. Well, we'll conclude our message today with another message in song that says, I'll just keep trusting my Lord.
I just keep trusting my Lord as I walk along. I just keep trusting my Lord and he gives a song. Though the storm clouds darken the sky or the heavenly trail, I just keep trusting my Lord, he will never fail. He's a faithful friend, such a faithful friend. I can count on him to the very end. Though the storm clouds darken the sky or the heavenly trail, trusting my Lord, he will never fail. Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. Heaven and earth may pass away, just keep trusting your Lord as you walk along. Just keep on trusting your Lord and he'll give a song. Though the storm clouds darken the sky or the heavenly trail, keep right on trusting your Lord. Such a faithful friend, you can count on him to the very end. Though the storm clouds darken the sky or the heavenly trail, just